This year is the 85th anniversary of the adoption of the FFA Creed by the National FFA Organization. One FFA chapter in Oklahoma decided that they had to do something to recognize this great creed. Travis Bradshaw, the advisor of the Burlington FFA chapter, explains what he and his chapter did to preserve the history of the creed.
You know, we sit here thinking, you know, what do we do with all this information? It's got to be, you know, used to show, you know, all these past, present, and future FFA members about the author of their creed and what is, you know, what his life was like and what led him to writing it. And so we decided we're going to do a documentary, you know, something that teachers could show in their class, their students could watch, understand the man whose words every freshman recites. Everybody had kind of forgot about the fact that, you know, Tiffany had a son and he was still alive and had all of this information, you know, that had never been gathered before.
Bradshaw and his students proceeded to hire a production company to continue to produce the documentary that's being released through National FFA. Reporting from the 88th National FFA Convention, I'm Thomas Shaw.